As you prepare to listen to God's word, center yourself in God's presence with a few deep breaths. As you inhale, pray a favorite name for God. As you exhale, pray your honest longing or need to God. During this first reading, let the word wash over you. Try not to analyze it. Just receive it and ask the Holy Spirit to bring it to life for you.
Our scripture reading today is 1 John chapter 4, verses 11 to 14. Listen to God's word. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world.
For this second reading, listen for a word or phrase that catches your attention, that comes into bold print or shimmers for you. Maybe it's a word or phrase that stirs your curiosity, or comforts you, or even agitates you. Listen for a word or phrase from Scripture that invites you to pause and linger.
Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world.
If a word or phrase has come into bold print for you, linger with it. What thoughts or feelings arise in you as you hold this word or phrase? How does this word or phrase intersect with your life right now?
Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent His Son as the Savior of the world.
Whatever you're noticing about your response to this word or phrase from Scripture, bring it into conversation now with God. And listen for how God is responding to you through His Word. What is God's invitation or call to you? How will you respond?
Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent His Son as the Savior of the world.
in the quiet, enjoy a time of wordless communion with God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.